Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we dove headfirst into the patient portal. There is a lot to unveil once you sign in to view your health insurance plan. As we learned, we can do so much more than simply print or request our health insurance cards. In this episode, we will celebrate 12 episodes of Health Insurance Excellence. The world of health insurance is ever evolving. Today, I will discuss a few of the analytics behind our show, why health solutions today exist, who do we serve, what we have covered over the past 12 weeks, and then, in brief, unveil what is to come over the next 12 episodes. During our wellness session, we have a special treat to help you wind down after a busy day. I think it is something you will enjoy. Awesome. This show is presented by Health Solutions Today, where we offer health insurance for solopreneurs and small business owners. Navigating the world of health insurance can be overwhelming. Schedule an appointment today to discuss your health insurance needs. A quick 15-minute call can protect you and your family. We believe that every day we can be healthy in our relationships, our food choices, and our lives. Now, let's touch on a few of the analytics behind our show. Over the past 12 weeks, we have had about 50 listeners. And these are all brand new listeners, mind you. This means we have about 4 listeners on average per episode. Month over month, we have seen an increase in listeners, starting with 8 listeners the first month, and then we almost doubled the amount of listeners the second month, jumping up to 15 listeners. And in the last month, we topped out with 21 listeners. This means that not all of the listeners are new. They have listened to an episode, enjoyed it, and joined us for the next week as well. Most of the listeners are from the United States, but there are a few as far as Russia and Germany. My mom spent several years as a child in Germany. She even spoke in German to me as a child when I was a child. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Now, let's cover why does Health Solutions Today exist? First off, I want to say that we are thankful to all of our listeners, wherever you are. Historically, health insurance has been coupled in as a benefit to employees. Today, there are a wide range of options to be self-employed and create the life that you want. We no longer need to work for someone else, simply to have the benefit of health insurance. Now you are able to fulfill your dreams, service your customers, and protect your finances while living a healthy lifestyle. Ultimately, people want options outside of ACA plans. They want to pick from a wider range of doctors and have a more personalized solution for their health coverage. Regardless of whether you are self-employed, there is a health insurance plan to fit your needs. Now, who do we serve? Primarily, we work with people who are self-employed. Although there are cases when a person is employed and their company does not offer health insurance. Or perhaps they want other benefits and other solutions. So what does self-employment look like? Self-employment is as unique and as different from one person to another. This means that it can include construction and home repair, driving a truck, and other CDL-related activities, traveling nurses, therapists, e-commerce business owners, course creators, writers, car mechanics, and more, just to name a few. Okay, great. Do you have questions about health insurance or need to enroll? Use the link in the description below to have a 15-minute discovery call. Our knowledgeable health insurance experts will be happy to safely guide you through the complicated world of health insurance. We are social. You can find us on X, the Everything app, formerly known as Twitter, at @solo_health. Perfect. Now, what have we covered over the past 12 weeks? Let's jump in and discuss the past 12 episodes. We have done the hard work of showing you how to navigate the world of health insurance. We began with a personal case study where I benefited from having health insurance. Next, we learned how to select a primary care provider, how to talk to our primary care provider, and view our medical providers as our personal sports team. Health insurance can be complicated. We discussed how to avoid ACA penalties and other costs associated with health insurance. There are tax deductibles that you may be eligible for when you are self-employed, and we discussed these in brief. Ultimately, you would want to work with your CPA to see if you qualify for these deductibles. There are different types of health insurance, such as underwritten plans and guaranteed issue plans. Not only that, you can decide what type of deductible you would like to have in order to control the price of your monthly premium and also to take into account any upcoming surgeries or health events. Lastly, we discussed the difference between healthcare facilities that are available outside of your primary care provider, such as urgent care, walk-in clinics, and emergency rooms. By now, you may be wondering, well, what else could we possibly discuss about health insurance? And that's a great question. At one point, I wondered this myself. Now we'll briefly highlight a few of the juicy topics that we will discuss over the next 12 episodes. First, we will learn how to save on expensive medical procedures. Then we will learn about outpatient and wellness benefits. Our goal over the next 12 episodes will be to cover services and tests that you may need to receive over time, along with specialists that you may need to see as well. For example, you may want to see a vision doctor or a dentist. Many people ask, when should they enroll in health insurance? Don't worry, we've got you covered. We will discuss this as well. Wonderful. If you are enjoying this episode, you can follow us on any podcast app. Episodes are released every week. Share your thoughts with us about health insurance on X, formerly known as Twitter, @solo_health. All right, good stuff. Now, let's get into our wellness session. If you enjoyed last week's wellness session, then you are in for a treat. As part of our 12-episode celebration, I included an interview between two doctors. In the interview, they share a technique on how to wind down after a busy day and leave work at work. The extract for this interview is about 5.5 minutes in length.
Well, it sounds to me like one of the key initiators for healing is changing one's lifestyle. That we don't continue to live a life that doesn't feel authentic to us and is very driven by very unhealthy expectations that we give to ourselves. The second thing that you seem to have alluded to is that we can't always be giving, 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 going, going, going without receiving and nurturing ourselves. And that's really important for people to realize that there's no way to get around that. You could be the smartest, most capable person walking on the planet, but if you don't pay attention to your body's needs for rest and, you know, sense of security and safety, as opposed to feeling driven and always in the fight or flight kind of response, and you don't give your body a chance to heal. You can do that gradually over time, or you can get to a place where you can't go on anymore and you have to stop and go do a 180 U-turn and do things differently. For those people who are listening to us, are there certain simple techniques that they can do, that they can use to kind of move them towards healing that doesn't require them to kind of completely shift their whole life around in order to do that? Can you share some tools that they can use?
Dr. Lee, I have to share with you, I'm so excited that you asked that question. The very first tool that I learned in energy medicine at the Academy of Intuition Medicine, it's a technique called neutral separation. It's a technique that should be taught to anybody within the service industry. What I realized is that we pick up when we're in the service industry, if we're not mindful and conscious of the energy exchange that happens between two people when you engage, you can indirectly start to carry the other person's energy. And if you add, you know, two people, if you add 10 people, if you add 20 people where you're carrying their energy, it depletes your life force energy. So the technique is called neutral separations. And when you are depleting your life force energy, obviously you can set the stage for central nervous system dysfunction or dysregulation or adrenal exhaustion, whole list of health complaints. Neutral separation is an opportunity at the end of the day. The way that I teach my clients, my patients, is that they mindfully sit down at the end of the day in a comfortable seated position, and they place their hands with their palms facing outward. And they begin to imagine, so let's just say that I saw 50 patients in a given day, I am going to see a collective bubble of those 50 people. I may also see the person that I interacted with at the grocery store. I may see the person that I interacted at the gas station. And oh, by the way, my family may be in another bubble. So I mindfully imagine that there's a stream of energy going from my hand out to this bubble, a collective bubble of my 50 patients. And I just openly acknowledge and I gift back their energy, any energy that we have shared during our encounters during that day. You can imagine a flow of white energy. You can imagine a rainbow. You can imagine a laser. You can imagine whatever you want to imagine, but it's a gift. It's an offering. Okay. So anytime that somebody gives you a gift, Dr. Lee, I don't know what your response is, but mine's like, oh, you know, goody, somebody gave me a gift. I can't wait to open it up, you know? So they lovingly receive the energy coming back to them. And once you feel like that transfer of energy is complete, then you still keep your hands open, palms facing outward, and then you merely set the intention, now I rightfully reach across and receive the information that rightfully belongs to me. So then you're receiving your life force energy back. And I always invite and I train people to ground their energy back down to the earth so that they can cleanse that energy out, right? And then I ask them to come to closure, a separation of that exchange. So maybe you cut a cord, or maybe you tie a bow, or you sever that connection. And then you basically bring your awareness, Dr. Lee, back to yourself. And you say, you know what? Okay, I'm Mary. And I happen to be sitting, you know, I've got yoga pants on. I'm sitting on a white chair behind a black desk. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to have turkey burgers for dinner tonight. Oh, yeah. So you bring it back to self. And what happened after you do that neutral separation, Dr. Lee, is that you get rid of the looping thought. You're no longer thinking, oh, Sally asked me to send her a nutraceutical list. You're not thinking about Sally. Those things then become less important because it's your energy coming back to you. It's your time to take care of whatever it is that you need to take care of for yourself.
In this exercise, we set positive intention and visualization to help with our separation from the busy day that we just finished. This is helpful if we work in the service industry and we interact with so many people and help so many people throughout the day. This exercise can help to prevent burnout, especially if some of those interactions with other people happen to be negative. Coming up, we will discuss cosmetic surgery as it relates to health insurance. We will also delve into medical debt and provide tips to save on medical expenses, something you definitely don't want to miss out on. Well, as you know, this is Barbara. I'm yours in health. Let me help you navigate the amazing world of health insurance. I thank you very much for the opportunity to work with you and to provide the best health insurance podcast in the world. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.